Welcome back, everyone, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Sifim Aleph and Beis. We're going to talk about brachos on seeing one's friend, and also the bracha of Baruch Shepatrani at a bar mitzvah. Says the Mechaber in Reish Chaf Hei Aleph, Haroes chaviro la'achar shalshim yom omer shechiyonu, v'achar shenim asar chodosh mevarech mechai amisim, v'u shechav v'alav harbei v'sameach b'ri yaso. If one has not seen a friend for 30 days, he says shechiyonu when seeing him. If he hasn't seen him for 12 months, he says mechai amisim. That's true only if the friend is very beloved and one rejoices when seeing him. So Mishneh Berurah Aleph, Ein Chiluk Bein Ish LeIsha, there's no difference between man and woman. V'hainu, Im Roa Ishto V'Imo B'Tov V'Achoso, Kivon Shu Sameach V'Nene B'Ri Yosam. If a person sees his wife, his mother, his daughter, his sister, and he's overly joyous when seeing them, and benefits by seeing them, and he hasn't seen them for a while, so then he would say this bracha. Kasvu aposkim dimro chacha mechach meiso mevarech alav asher cholak u'te'el b'simin reish chavtal tzevav v'gam shachiyanu imu shloshim yom shalo ra oso. If it's been 30 days since he saw someone who is of the very wise people of Klal Yisrael, so then he would say the bracha both of asher cholak, which is the bracha for the chacham, and also the bracha of shachiyanu, which is the bracha for not seeing someone in 30 days. Continues the Mishneh Berurah and Beis. La'achar shloshim yom mi'ri'i arishona, 30 days since the last time that you saw the person. V'imkibo mimenu k'savo sha'anoshem hodi'u mishlomo, if you received a letter from the person or others told you about his well-being. Yesh deos ba'achronim usavi brachos lahakel. So then there's a machlokas in the achronim whether you say the bracha. We are lenient because of safi brachos lahakel. Continues the Mishneh Berurah and Gimel. V'chol elu ha'brachos v'shemu malchus. All of these brachos are together with Shem Hashem and malchus. V'afiu birkas mechayim isim. Even the bracha Mechayim Isim, you say, with Shem Umalchus, which is against what the Panim Meiros writes. Dalet Mechayim Isim, Va'az in Mavarech Shachiyanu. If you say Mechayim Isim, then you don't say Shachiyanu. V'tam Bracha Zo, Kasav V'chidushi Agados. So the reasoning for this Bracha of Mechayim Isim, the Chidushi Agados writes, is L'fisha B'chol Shana Ha'adam Nidom Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippur Mim L'mavas M'chayim. Every year, a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur whether he's going to make it through that year, whether he's going to live that year, or he's going to die that year. V'im Ro'eo Achar Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippur Mzeh. If somebody sees a person after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of this year, V'achar Kach In Ro'eo Oso Arachar Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippur Mabba, and then he doesn't see him until after the next Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Harei over alav din im lamaves im lav. So then he went through the judgment of whether he was going to die or not. V'alkein omer baruch mechayim eisim. So he says a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has enlivened the dead. Shenitzol midin misa b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippur, because he was saved from misa on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur on that judgment that he had. Is this bracha recited nowadays? So footnote 2 quotes Eishal Avrami Bachach, Archa Shulchanam Shalazamin, who say that generally this bracha is not said nowadays unless there's an exceptional situation, such as seeing a sibling or a relative or a friend who returns from war, so says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Siv Gimel, or Siv Beis, Mi Shelo Ra Es Chaveiro Mei Olam V'Shalach Lo Kisavim. If somebody has a friend who he's never seen, they just exchange letters together. Afa Pishu Nene B'Riyaso Inim B'Farich HaRiyaso. And then he meets him for the first time, even though he benefits. Upon seeing him, he does not say the Bracha of Shachiyanu. Mishneh Berurah Hei V'Shalach Lo Kisavim Rotsa Lomar. Afa Pishu Ritzu Kisavim Mizel Zev Ayedei Zenasu Oavim. Even though the two exchanged letters and became friends. Mikol Malkom Kevon Shelo Neschaber Imo Panim Upanim Im Ula Oava Kokach Achir Nene V'Sameach B'Riyaso. Since they never met each other face to face, so the affection between them is not so much that one would benefit and rejoice when seeing the other. If somebody is made aware of the news that his wife gave birth but he was away, and now he sees his newborn son, he says shachiyanu or mechayam isim if it's after 12 months, because certainly one is going to have an incredible amount of joy at seeing his child, even though he has not seen him yet until then. Says the Rama in Beis. Yesh omer mi shenasa beno bar mitzvah yivarech baruch ato Hashem elokim melech olam sheptarani mi onshu shalzeh v'tol devarech below sheimu malchus. So some say that when one son becomes a bar mitzvah, he says the bracha of sheptarani mi onshu shalzeh, that Hashem has exempted him from the punishment of this one, and it's best to say that bracha without sheimu malchus. So when exactly is this bracha said? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Hei, Rotsa lomar in Vav, When the child becomes 13 years and 1 day old, then he says, then his father says the bracha. Nowadays, the minhag is to wait until the child represents the tzibur as the chazon, or if he reads from the Torah on his first Shabbos. That's when it becomes publicly known that he's a bar mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for a person to make a suda, to make a meal, a festive meal on the day that his son becomes a bar mitzvah, just like the day he gets married. That's the day that he enters his 14th year. The reason for the suda is mishum da'achshav na'aseh Yisrael, because now he becomes a full-blown adult Jew, shenitzava b'mitzvos ha'Torah, who becomes commanded in the mitzvos of the Torah. V'manar dorei shavasutas mitzvah afilu eno ba'oso hayom. If the bar mitzvah boy, he says a drasha, He says words of Torah, so then it's a Suda's mitzvah, even if that Suda is not on the very day that he turns bar mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Zayin, Shepterani Me'oncho Perush, Ad Achshav Ne'enasha Av Kishachat Amein, until now the father has been culpable for the sins of the son, B'shvil Shalochinchol Mitzvah Satorah, because he did not properly educate the son. The Achshav Shanasa Ish, but now that the son becomes an adult, M'chuyiv Hul is Chazik Ba'atzmol Mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach, he is obligated, he's responsible to strengthen himself in serving Hashem and doing the mitzvahs. V'da, the Afapi Sheshuv Enolav Inen Chinuch, even though the mitzvah of Chinuch is over, Mikol Makom Yashal Av Mitzvahs Hochacha Kisharo Hashem Yisnai Kashura. So the father still has the mitzvah of rebuke if he sees that the son is not acting properly. Uchshinu Moch B'yadu Nana Shalav, if he refuses to rebuke, so then he is going to be culpable and be punished. The Logara Mishar Yisrael is no different from other people in Chayasel. Like Chazal said, anybody who should object to the behavior of his family and he does it, so he's going to be caught with the sin of this family. And the same applies to those who don't object to the wayward behavior of those who live in their city. The Rama says to say this bracha without Shemu Malchus because it's not mentioned in the Gemara. That's what the Derech HaChaim says as well. The Gra says that because this bracha is mentioned in the Medrash, the Maharil also came halacha l'maisa. The Maharil said this bracha halacha l'maisa. Yesh levarich b'Shemu Malchus. So therefore, the bracha should be said with Shemu Malchus. Chai Adam says that someone who says with Shemu Malchus doesn't lose out. In practice, footnote 22 quotes from the Chazon Ish, who would say the bracha without Shemu Malchus. Can the bracha be said if the boy receives an aliyah on a weekday when it's not Shabbos? Footnote 10 or Chashulchan says yes. Many have the practice to say the bracha then. What if somebody has twin bar mitzvah boys? Shlomo Zalman says to say the bracha twice. Chaim Kanievsky says to change the nusach of the bracha from the singular to the plural and say me'on shom shel elu. Is there a time limit on when this bracha can be said? Chaim Noyan Kutzos Chashulchan Samachay says no. Even if you miss the original time, you could say it later on. Can the bracha be said when the bar mitzvah boy receives a maftir, even though maftir can be given to a katan? So the Divrei Makil says no. However, Atal Yashiv says yes. What should a bar mitzvah boy or a bas mitzvah girl do on the day that they become of adult age? So Kafachayim Rav Shlomo Zalman, they say they should wear new clothing or eat a new fruit and thereby obligate themselves to say Shachiyanu, and in so doing they should have in mind their coming of age. What's the proper text of this bracha? Some have the words Asher Pitorani instead of Shep Potrani. Finally, in footnote 20, does one say the bracha on a stepson? So Rav Bitzal Shtern, Bitzal HaChochma Chilakei Simin Gimel says that it depends. If the reason for the bracha is because the father is no longer punished for the sins of the son, like the Mishnah Berurah says, then yes. However, if the reason is because the son is no longer punished for the sins of the father, like others say, like the Levush says, then no. Next time around, we'll continue Bezus Hashem and Reish Chaf Hei. Have a wonderful day.